Entertainment with Janelle and Sam on Perth's Mix 94.5. And there's a showcase for Lego lovers on this weekend.
Look, hands up if you're a Lego lover. Yeah, all right, you can't see that from where you are, listeners, but at least two of the three people in here are Lego lovers and the other one is just a heathen. But for the rest of the world, I'm just saying Lego is a fundamental, if you'll pardon the pun, building block of childhood. I know, like that. Look, this weekend, actually, we've got Bricktober. It's amateur Lego builders. I don't know if there are professional Lego builders. We'll find out. We'll find out. There probably are, aren't they?
Yeah, there are.
The guys that invent the whole lot and, you know, put them in the packets, design it. So there's a showcase of a large, large collection of local WA-made models built out of Lego. And we have the privilege of speaking to Stephen Kendall, who is the event organiser. Stephen, g'day. Welcome to the jam.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling awesome.
Nice and early on this perfect spring day, huh?
Not bricking
wonderful.
It. Not bricking it.
Hey, so can you tell us a little bit about Bricktober? I mean, our listeners are just keen to hear.
So Bricktober is Perth's dedicated Lego show built by fans of the brick here in Western Australia.
Great. Do you have a particular favourite piece?
As in the actual element itself?
Sure. Both. Yeah, absolutely. Both. Do you have a favourite bit? Like, you like, oh, the blue eight is my favourite piece?
You can't beat a 2x4 red brick. It's very versatile and can be used in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I was going to say that's definitely the one.
Versatile,
absolutely.
Stephen, tell me, do you wear protective footwear when you play with, as a parent who stood on many a Lego piece?
No, I tend to not let my Lego fall on the ground. I make sure it stays on a table. So, as soon as a piece drops, I pick it up. So, we avoid that situation.
Now, Stephen, did you start Lego as a child? Like, is this a lifelong fascination for you?
Yes, it very much is. So, when I was 8 years old, I got my first set. My mum went and bought me a set because I nagged her and said, I want Lego. And she bought me this set. And ever since then, I've been absolutely hooked.
Do you construct and then deconstruct for the next piece, or do you keep them together as the set that they're intended to be?
It depends. Some stuff you'll build and then you'll pull it apart. Then you'll build it again, you'll modify it, you'll change it, and then some stuff you'll keep, some stuff you'll just keep building over and over again.
And I want to know, Stephen, as a Lego master, if you will, how do you
think
store...
They prefer Lego Jedi.
Lego Legend?
Yeah, Lego Legend. Absolutely.
We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
My
head's getting bigger and bigger, guys.
we'll construct you a Lego helmet to keep it in. How do you keep your Lego stored?
How do you store it? My wife and I, we're both Lego tragic, so we both have a room each dedicated in our house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And there's lots of drawers and shelving and tackle boxes, and we just store them by colour, by type. We've got over 600,000 pieces in our collection, so we've got...
Wow.
That is quite the collection.
Is that the secret to a happy marriage, having a different room? I need to get a different room.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but there's often conversations, I went into your Lego room and I just took these pieces out to build this, and it's just like, yeah, okay, that's all right. I went into your room earlier and got some pieces out of your collection too. So.
I love it.
Oh, Stephen, yeah, so thank
it's
you.
It's all about sharing. Yeah.
As is Lego.
It's all about the creativity, the sharing. Thank you so much. People are going to get down to see Bricktober this weekend?
Yes, so this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, we've got our biggest show for the year running at the Cannington Exhibition Centre. Everything's undercover, so you don't need to worry about the rain. Just bring an umbrella to get from the car park to the hall. And you just book your tickets online. So if you just go to bricktober.info, you can book your tickets there online.
I already have, Stephen. I'll be there tomorrow with my kids.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. Thanks for talking to us at the Jam.
No problem.
It's the Jam with Janelle and Sam.